So I've decided just to take over the radio station.
Why not?
Are you guys in?
I'm in.
Yeah, let's do
you
it.
Know, we can name it after him, Michael. We call it a cuckoo.
That'll work.
I like that.
That'll work.
I like that. It's good. Roger's not here. Let's have all the fun we can. By the way, I get one of these for that one. So.
That's right.
It is the trifecta. It is Denny Cooley, Monsignor Sports.
Thank you.
Holding forth down there in Master Control.
Let me give you the blessing.
Thank you. You want to send it over on I-94 because we're going to talk about drivers today. Okay. Michael Loudon, hey, what's up?
Hey, Jim.
Roger is at a ZBA meeting and having just the time of his life.
What is a ZBA?
Zoning Board of Appeals.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And he's the chairperson, so, you know,
oh,
he's well, got
he,
to be
he
there.
He needs to be there, right?
So, you know, because somebody's got to bring the snacks, man. So, you know, so anyway, he's going to be there. When he shows up, I'm giving him the chair back, okay?
He brought the snacks yesterday. He let me have his gummy bears.
Oh, isn't that nice? We could probably find food in here someplace.
He got mad at me, though, when I started picking the colors out because I'd take a handful out and they're all yellow or they're all red, and so I started picking colors out.
Uh-huh. See, I can't eat lime. The green one, bleh. Never liked green lifesavers or lime. Nothing. No.
I can't eat lime. Anything.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
No.
Lemon's okay. I'm good with lemon.
Yeah.
But something about lime. I don't know what it is. Ugh. So anyway, Michael lit up like a Christmas tree when I told him what we were going to talk about today. Well, part of it because hey, we've all dealt with this, but this guy he was beyond annoying.
All right, tell your story.
Let's start the show. All
right? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And we're going to start it with one of my favorite things. Ready for this?
Yeah.
You're like this.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, that's good.
Is there any better way to start than with John Wayne?
Gotta have the Duke. Gotta have the Duke.
Gotta love it. All right, so I promised I wouldn't say exactly what these guys are. Dumb drivers. Thank you. I cleaned it up.
Yes, you did.
All right, so.
Well, I heard what you said earlier.
Yeah,
so,
well, I meant it, too.
Right.
So this has been my day, pretty much. I did the morning show. Had fun. Had a great time. I had to go pick my nephew up. And drop him off at he does EFE for construction.
Oh yeah,
he does an awesome job.
My son did that years ago.
Yeah, just you know, I'm so proud of Clayton. He does a nice job. He's quality, does really good thing. Anyway, so I drop him off, and he says go pick Maggie up now. Really? All right, fine. So I go to get my daughter. She was at Michigan State, and apparently everybody else wants to get the heck out of Lansing because I got to about. On I-69, I got to Trowbridge Road, and traffic is backed up like beyond belief on Trowbridge Road. And then on I-69 going east, too, kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's just, west is fine. You know, no big deal. But
right.
Traffic all over the place. But we floated and we got in and got her and everything. Now, I'm looking at the clock, okay, because I got to pick Clayton up again at like 2 o'clock. And it's getting, you know, I'm going to be close. Plus the fact I have to be here. At 3 to fill in for Roger. So I'm thinking, okay, fine. So the first part of the trip is fine. I-69, no big deal. You know, you can go 80. Nobody cares. Because there are people going 85 in front of me, and I figure they're going to get caught before I do.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'll watch for the lights. So then I get on I-94, otherwise known as Stupidity Roadway.
That's one word for it.
I'm pretty sure that whoever is in that blue car is not listening to us, but if he is, yeah, that was me that flipped you off. We're this guy behind me, too.
That blue car. I like that.
It's a little station wagon. Well, first of all.
Watch out for that blue car.
Could somebody please explain to semi-truck drivers that when they're going to pass another semi, you don't take 4 miles to do it?
Oh, I hate that.
Man.
Oh,
I mean,
my
that's
God.
Just,
I
it's
know
just
it.
Like, guys, look.
I know it.
Yeah, I know you got poop in that car, in that thing. It's a flat wet. Just go, you know? Get around. Infuriating.
Oh,
so he created this choo-choo train.
Yeah, right.
Including the moron in the blue car in front of me. Okay?
Now, wait a minute. Let me, I need an explanation here. Now, is this a separate blue car?
This
that
is,
has a moron?
No, or? This is the same one.
So you have two blue cars.
No, just one.
No, just one. Well,
just one.
The same blue car, and it has a moron.
Yes, there's a moron in it, yes.
Okay,
Uber,
thank you.
Uber moron.
Okay, I just,
Uber,
you know,
moron.
At my age, I need explanations.
Okay,
sometimes.
All right, so I can even tell you where we were. We were in between Capitol Avenue and Helmer Road, okay?
Oh, sure.
So the guy behind me has figured out that this guy is a moron, too. So we decide, because he's putting along at like 65 miles an hour, and there's a pretty good gap in between him and the car in front, we could probably going to have to just go around him on the right-hand side. We get in the right-hand lane, and this fool starts speeding up.
Oh, man.
Oh, to have a dart gun.
No kidding.
Just or take out the back of his, you know, the back tire.
Yeah.
What I want is a laser. All right? I'm going to get in trouble for this. I know it. Get a laser and put it up underneath the bumper, okay? And you have a little, you have a joystick next to you, you know? And you have a targeting, an LED targeting device on the windshield, okay? So what you do is you aim for the back tire, and you push the button, and it goes beep. And what it does is it puts a pinhole in the tire. So 3 hours from now, the tire goes flat, and they wonder what happened.
Mac, you have way too much time on your hands.
Yeah, that's what I want.
All right, are you going to invent this anytime soon?
No, because I'd be big trouble. Big trouble. So anyway, so now the guy behind me is mad, too. Okay, so both of us are mad, and this guy just won't let us by. So finally, we get by. My policy is you never flip off another driver during hunting season, because you never know what they're packing in that car, right?
The 30-06 comes blowing out the window.
My daughter is in the car just laughing. She just thinks it's funny.
Of course, she's not driving.
Well, this is true, and so I'm sorry, I did it. I broke down. Violated my own rule, and the guy for all the world did not look like he even understood what was going on. He didn't flip me back off. He just looked away. I went around him, and then he got caught behind a truck.
Yeah, obviously, he's one of those clueless drivers.
Oh boy, was that the guy?
call
me names.
No, it was the guy that said, if you ever market that gun, he's going to be the first in line to buy it. In fact, he may even fund it.
I've had a few people tell me they thought it was an inspired idea.
That's right.
That one, and the other thing I want to do is put an LED thing on the back of your window that you know won't block your vision.
Okay, mm-hmm.
But it's like one of those signboards, and you have a headset. And so if you want to tell whoever you want that's behind you what you want to tell them, then you just speak into it, and then it prints it out.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, you can explain to the person behind you just how irritated you are at them.
Well, Michael, now we've got his Christmas list.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe look up Sky Mall or something. I don't know. I mean, and, you know.
Actually, all I want for Christmas is a helicopter and a ball. But that's okay. We won't talk about
it. I want my two front teeth.
No, I'm serious. You know those little helicopters? See, now I'm going off on a
tangent. I know what you're talking about.
The little helicopter, but they put it in a plastic ball, Denny, so that when you run into walls, it won't break.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool. Yeah. I'll have to bring the catalog in and show you guys. It's really cool.
I remember when my son was like 9 or 10, we bought him one of those helicopters. And it lasted about 10 minutes.
Did he chase the cat with it?
No, we didn't. No.
We didn't have a chance to.
the thing broke before, you know, he had a chance. And he probably would have. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah. No, that would be fun.
I don't have any flying things, but I have remote control cars I got
there
when
you
I was
go.
A kid.
Yeah.
And I still have them. I remember I would just go in my driveway and drive them down the driveway, and then when there's no cars coming, drive across the road and then drive them back.
Why not? Why not?
Sure.
You know, actually, I have to ask a question about those.
Yeah.
In a second. Let me finish the story about this Uber tool who was driving on a highway. So we finally get
Uber tool.
Uber tool.
I got to write that one down.
Now I'm starting to sweat because I'm thinking, okay, now Denny's there and Michael's there, but I'm not there, and I don't know if these guys can start the show or not. You know, that's the thing. I was ready. You were ready? I should have just let you do it. So I'm just, when you're on the highway, don't irritate people like that, because, I mean, I may express myself by flipping you off, but there are people that will get downright angry with you.
Yeah, you're
right.
You know?
And, I mean, they get a little...
You're right.
So speeding up while we're trying to pass you because you're not driving fast enough is not a real good reaction to that kind of thing.
No.
No, you're absolutely right.
And to the stupid truck drivers who decided, this one guy passed two semis at the same time. Oh, and he was and he was going. And I'm like, there's 15 cars behind him. I thought one of the guys was, I thought one of the people sitting in front of me was going to go on the shoulder and pull a smoking and a bandit and right on around, you know? So it was a fun day out on Stupidity Highway.
Semis, stay in the right lane, please.
Please. Just do that. Just go do that.
I was on 69. It took him 4 miles to pass one truck. And I'm like, you know what? He's doing it on purpose. You know, and you can't really get the truck name and the number and call the company because they don't care.
No, they don't.
They're like, you know, really?
You're right.
You're calling us really? About that?
Thank you very much. You know, he's bigger than you. I'm like, you know what? If I'd had a gun, I could have shot out all his tires. You know, man. I had a 20 clip. What do you want? You know? 18 tires. Actually, I don't. Police people, no. I don't.
20
I don't,
clip.
We don't need the police showing up here at the station.
No, they can search my car. I don't care. So anyway, so I had some fun, and I violated my own rule.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But he just deserved it. And he didn't even know what I was doing.
Yeah, and I witnessed.
You know, he's got this blank look on his face. I'm like, you been drinking? What?
And I witnessed people going through red lights. I'm slowing down because it's yellow. Whoop, they just shot right through. And I'm like, well, thank you very
much. I'm going to provide a public service here because my daughter and I were talking about it coming through. When you're at the corner of Lovell and whatever that is, Stadium, it's right there by the party store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do not go through that light if you're on Lovell until you look both ways when it turns green. Because there's always somebody that's going to tear around the corner either side and can hit you. So, Dan, we sparked some interest today, didn't we?
Oh, yes. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We're doing fine.
Very good. Great.
Yeah, I used to drive up and down those highways every day. I was a truck driver myself. And the truck has 1 mile to pass the vehicle and get back into the right lane. If he goes 4 miles and gets caught, as a $500 ticket and four points on your life.
Well, wow.
Wow.
But see, I didn't know that, but of course there was, I mean, I don't think cops go out on 69.
Yeah,
truth to tell.
Actually, they're hiding.
Oh. Well, they didn't catch this guy, I can tell you that right now.
Well, that's the point. Dan, who pays attention to that?
But yeah, some of these truckers figure they own the highway and stuff like that. And
they're
kind of
good.
For fun.
I kind of figured that they know. It's like, well, who's going to tell, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I mean, they are bigger. I mean, you guys are bigger than we are. I mean,
they could smash our cars when they...
So it really is a ticket. Wow, I didn't know that.
It's phenomenal. And even if you get one ticket, the firms that you work for, you're done.
Wow.
Hmm.
Huh.
Hmm.
Now, do you still drive a truck?
No, I work for a farmer now, Schoolcraft.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, that's safe.
All right.
Yeah, I work for a big farmer.
Oh, well, you know, there you go. So,
yeah.
Well,
you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, man. You too.
Thanks
for listening. Right. We appreciate the info. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Why do people still, like, call me on my phone?
When we're on the air?
I've had two people call me. Both of them work in this building.
And they know we're...
and they know we're...
on the air.
Funny.
All right, so guess what? They're going to decide on December the 9th. Or the 5th, I think, maybe the 5th next week, is when the bankruptcy judge is gonna maybe lower the hammer on Detroit and say, yes, you can do it, or no, you can't.
Mm,
but
okay.
I have a question for the unions, and I will pose that next. Welcome to Driving 101. KZO,
on 590.
On 590, that's right. It's the trifecta, 590 WKZO. Like when I get to fill in for Roger too, I get to pick the music.
Yeah.
So
and everybody says stuff. You pick better bumper music
than him.
Yeah.
No, he's got a whole set of bumper music here. So.
He picks from that list.
What is this, Mac?
It's called this song is called Unzip by ABC. They did The Look of Love and Poison Arrow and When Smokey Sings and.
Oh yeah,
Unzip.
I remember them.
I used to play Unzip when I was at Wider. Many moons ago, back day, we used to pedal to keep station on air.
True. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Denny, Michael, and Jim in on the trifecta today. You might want to. This could be one for the ages, I'll tell you. Whatever. So far, we've trashed drivers and had a truck driver call in and tell me I was actually in the right because you get a ticket for doing stuff like that. So, Detroit bankruptcy judge is going to determine whether or not they have a legitimate shot, a legitimate reason for filing bankruptcy, and it's going to be next week, and you know it's going to get appealed. I mean, this is just
craziness. This will go on for
years. My question is to the unions that are kvetching so much. The last time I checked, wasn't there some sort of indication that it was some fraud, overpayments, something? I mean, something was going on. You know what? You really shouldn't throw rocks if you live in a glass house. And that's, I think, what they're doing. You know, they're complaining loudly that they're, oh, you can't do this. We're going to get paid. I'm not, you know, it's the rank and file that I'm concerned with, because they're the ones are going to get screwed in this deal big time.
I just feel bad for the people collecting pensions.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the higher-ups that really screwed them over,
exactly,
because they're the ones that misused the funds. But
exactly.
This is going to be I don't know whether you can tell Detroit they can't do it. They had the bankruptcy. I think there are better ways. Now, I do know they said that they were going to look towards some foundation money and some other things to possibly boost that up. And if that's the case, then I'd say, yeah, go ahead and declare bankruptcy, and then we'll get everything, you know, the safety net in place. I don't understand why we don't sell the art.
Yeah.
I'm just cold-hearted, you know what, because I'm sorry, that's part of your assets, okay? And I understand that the aesthetic belief of, I would have sold Belle Isle and thrown in Joanne Watson for good measure.
You know, and
let her go with it.
I'm told that whole neighborhood has really gone downhill, the Belle Isle.
They don't have working bathrooms.
Yeah, they don't.
But yet it's the jewel of Detroit.
No, well, depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I know a guy who lives over there, and he will not go to he won't go to Belle Isle. He won't go down 8 Mile.
No.
Oh, jeez, no way.
No way.
No way. You just
not
don't
even
do
in
it.
A tank, man. What, are you kidding me?
That's what cracks me up about. Do you ever watch the Hardcore Pawn show?
Once in a while. I used to when I had cable.
I'll watch it for like 10 minutes, and I can't take it anymore. I just, you know, it's just too intense for me.
Yeah.
I mean, and even you even have the kids, the owner, the son and daughter of the owner,
mm-hmm,
they're sniping at each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get people coming in there, and they're screaming, and every other word is bleeped.
Jeez.
You know, so it's just crazy.
Watch Pawn Stars then.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
I've always had a good experience in Detroit, except for one at the Lions game, and Dominic Riola acted like a tool. Other than that,
you've got too many tools in your cabinet. You know that?
You got a big chest, baby.
That's, you do. That's right.
I've never had a bad experience either. I've been over there for Western games and Tigers games.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
So. All right, CBS News and local news next. We'll be back on the other side with Bob and more fun. It's the Trifecta. What, did you make it down, though?
Yes, okay. I did.
Hey, cool man.
Are we interrupting something?
No, we were talking about skiing. Have you ever been skiing?
No, are you kidding me? I can barely walk to the bathroom. I mean, come on.
Well, we didn't necessarily say now,
well,
dude.
No,
you know?
No,
you've
never? No, I never have. No.
Okay. You ever toboggan or anything like that?
Years ago.
Tubing. Didn't we go tubing one time in a previous radio life one time?
Oh, that's a lot
of fun. Whose idiot idea was that? It was McGuire's idea. That's whose idea it was.
I think I missed that trip.
Boy.
Did you go to Echo Valley?
Yeah. No, we went out to be Bittersweet.
Okay.
Echo Valley.
And
I do,
you know, the
that
thing is, well, you know, the fun part about Echo Valley was, when I don't know if they still got them, but those runs were cement.
Yeah,
oh,
they were. You're right.
Man, you get just off kilter a little, baby, and it's all over.
What was the
name? I've fallen off a tube.
It's no longer around. Maybe some listeners can help me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's now part of Mark and Glenn County Park.
Okay.
There was a run up there.
Yeah, there was.
And
yeah,
I remember,
what was that called?
I remember doing that because it was close to my house. And
that
I
was,
can't remember the name of it. No.
Yeah, okay. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. You got to help us.
Yeah.
But yes, I remember there was a toboggan run out
right
there. And it didn't last very long, but
no,
it was
it
there
didn't
for a while.
No. But I was when I was a kid, it was there.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we used to, where'd we go? Oh, we went to Northern Hill, over Portage Northern High School.
Oh, yeah,
because that's where they dumped all the dirt.
Yeah,
and
right.
And those of us were football players at one time, we really thank you for that, because we ran up and down that hill more often than wanted
to. That's right.
But you'd slide down. It was really cool, you know. And Western's got a hill across the street from well, it used to be Hokie Hall. I don't know if it's still there or not. I think they tore it down.
What's the one off of Oakland Drive by the school there?
Oh, Woods Lake.
Woods Lake Elementary. Lake,
yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we used to go. There was a place over by where I lived called Sugar Top, and it had a hill that was about maybe knee-high. But if you missed that one, there was one about hip-high. So, you know, you go voom or voom, you know. So, Yeah. Well, it was cool. Yeah, there was. Yeah, I cannot remember the name of that toboggan run that was over there.
That was kind of cool. I know.
Echo Valley is just the only one that's popping into my head.
Cannot remember it. Yeah. Mark and Glenn County Park off of North Westernage.
Yeah. I can remember the Western used to be a club hockey team, and they used to be red and white, and they used to play on the Lake Street rink. Can I remember other stuff? No.
No.
We do want to let you know we've got a trivia question revving up in the bullpen here. We sicked Michael on the trivia here.
Oh, I was
training him well.
I love finding trivia questions.
That's really good. I'm telling you, because it's nice to know there's somebody else who likes to do that around here. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jim.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am upright and peachy. So maybe not in that order, but hey, you know.
One or the other.
When you get up at 3:30 in the morning and you're up this late, you know, things just are fun.
Yeah, I get a little loopy at times.
Well, I was loopy to begin with. So loopier probably is a good explanation for that.
Okay.
But it was fun. I was on the highway, of course, commiserating with some idiot drivers. But nonetheless, I saw a little bit of flurry activity between here in Battle Creek, and then I saw it was a little bit up near Lansing, too, but, nothing to shout home about.
Nothing significant.
Are we going to see anything, like you said, significant in the next 24 hours
or so? Well, it depends on where you are. Parts of the listening area, absolutely. Much of the listening area, Kalamazoo East, not so much.
Okay.
Snow flurries, maybe a briefly heavier snow shower tonight, and a few more flurries tomorrow. When it's all said and done, I'm speaking specifically Kalamazoo now, and Point East. Most of the area, an inch or less. Fresh dusting.
Yeah,
but a much different story west of here. There is a lake effect snow warning. It starts at midnight tonight and lasts through midnight tomorrow night for Berrien County.
So if you're going to travel to Chicago, you might want to leave now.
Yeah.
Right. From there, southward to the northern counties of Indiana, Porter County, not so much Lake County, Indiana, but Porter County and some of the surrounding counties there. 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall overnight and tomorrow.
We have said that the term lake effect really gets redefined when you get closer to the pond.
It does.
Boy, when
and we've seen this repeat itself so far this lake effect season. We saw a big outbreak of lake effect snow in that roughly the same area, I think it was a week or so ago.
Wow.
A little bit over the weekend. It seems, we've had some lake effect snow and snow showers, but nothing extreme. But the overall wind direction and gradient, as meteorologists like to call it, has been more northerly than westerly. That drives all the really heavy lake effect snow southward off Lake Michigan, not so much eastward.
Now, I have to ask you, of course, the $100,000 question. Is this wind going to shift anytime soon?
I think ultimately it's just a matter of time, but not with this particular outbreak.
Okay.
By the time it shifts into the west, the real cold driving mechanism of lake effect kind of goes away. So we'll have flurries, snow showers of the air from time to time from now right through Thanksgiving, but the lion's share of it is going to stay west of Kalamazoo.
All right, so if you're traveling west on I-94 in the next 24 to 48 hours, be prepared.
Right, and a lot of people traveling with the holiday coming up, and if people are doing more extensive traveling, particularly by air, and had to take some anywhere to the east, be prepared for excessive delays tomorrow. And by east, I don't mean just New York State, Pennsylvania, New England. I mean all the way down to Florida. Severe storms, severe thunderstorms now over northern and central Florida.
Wow.
Heavy rains, flooding, Georgia and the Carolinas. Interior Virginia, West Virginia, Western Maryland, freezing rain right now. Heavy snow will be falling over parts of Pennsylvania and interior New York State and New England overnight and tomorrow to the tune of 8 to 12 inches or more, some places more than a foot, and heavy drenching rains and flooding and potentially damaging winds in Philadelphia, New York City, Providence, and Boston. Did I miss anything? I think I...
I was going to say, Bob, would you slap me in the head if I complain about what the dusting?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah,
that storm
is really going to be bad, it's already bad in the east. So if you got any kind of travel by air that takes you to the east, be prepared for delays.
Yeah,
maybe some cases even canceled flights.
That storm has everything in it.
Yeah.
Wow, it's almost like a nor'easter over the land.
Yeah, well, it is pretty much a case.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it as a nor'easter. The center of it is just inland. But it has far-reaching effects.
So, looking at the radar, is there anything coming our way right now that we should be aware of?
Not really, no.
Well, that's cool.
How are things in Hawaii right now?
Yeah, that looks nice.
Okay.
Let me give you the current from Honolulu. It's sunny and 82.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's a little breezy, 15 miles per hour.
Oh, oh man, you're killing me. You're killing me. Yeah.
Had to deal with that wind, yeah. Now, I didn't even talk about the cold.
You call that wind?
I am going to come over there in the tower and slap you. I just, man.
Tropical breeze is not wind.
Yeah. I've seen it breezier in Hawaii during those golf tournaments.
That's it.
That's true.
Yeah, no.
Back to home, I didn't even mention the cold that we're going to have.
There's more?
Leads to the word.
Oh, goody.
Hey, that leads to the word, and the word is sequel, because it's a sequel of pretty much similar to what we just came through this past weekend.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be, we're going to get cold again.
Dropping to 20 tonight.
Cold.
We stay below freezing tomorrow, dropping to the teens tomorrow night. No higher than the 20s on Thanksgiving Day.
See, now I run around without a coat on, okay? Which, you know, adds to the aura of stupidity that I walk around in.
I'm not going to comment on that.
You can go ahead if you want to.
All right.
I walked out the other day without my coat on, Bob, and the first thought I had was, you know, I really ought to go back in and get my coat.
Right.
It's cold out here.
Mackie should be driving a blue car.
I'm driving a blue car.
Really?
I am driving a blue car.
He does.
He actually does.
Yeah, right. I do. The only thing that's really cool about my blue car is it has seat heaters that heat up like now.
That's good.
So, you know, at least that part of my body is warm.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, you take it when you can get, but the other part doesn't heat up for a while. So I almost get to work and it's like, oh, yeah, thanks. Turn on now. So I guess I better start bringing my coat with me, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Unless it's just a quick trip out to, I don't know, pick up the paper or something.
No, they do that inside, so I wouldn't even have to, you know. It's like a quick trip to throw the trash out. I was half expecting to get up this morning and slip on the stairs because I get this thing saying freezing rain advisory, but we missed that too, which was very nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we didn't get any.
They did north, but we didn't get anything here.
No.
So.
That thread has now ended.
So I guess if you're traveling east or if you're picking up a plane or if you're picking up a flight that's coming from the east, you really need to check ahead of time.
That's a very good point,
because
sometimes it's not even where you're going, but if the plane is coming from somewhere in the east, it's going to be severely delayed.
Okay. And then, Barian, when does the Lake Effect storm warn?
The warning goes from midnight tonight to midnight tomorrow night.
Wow. All right. Well.
All right.
We'll look for the sequel as far as the temperatures and talk to you tomorrow, Bob.
All right, talk to you then.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, sir. All right, so, it's not bad.
Well, I'm traveling east, but not that far. I'm just going over to Novi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's not too bad.
No, that's not too bad. Now, I understand Novi's not in that storm system, so.
Yeah, so I'll be okay.
I think you'll be okay.
And going back to the seat heaters, one time I was riding with my cousin on the way home, and this was during the summer, and I'm just sitting there sweating, and I'm like, why is it so hot in this car? And then he tells me when we park and get out, I turned on your seat heater.
Oh, thank you. I'm already dying
in the heat anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's good.
I turn it on for just a little bit, and then I'll turn it off, and it stays warm for the whole trip.
That's good.
Which is really kind of nice. So I did see the story. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but one of the most important elements of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade may be missing, and that is because of the storm.
Yep.
If the winds are at what sustained 15 miles an hour or gust up to 23, they can't do the balloons because I think it was last year or the year before a balloon caught one of the light poles and knocked down and hit somebody, and the woman was in a coma for like 23 days.
Yikes. So, I remember that story. Yeah, I do.
So the helium balloons won't be a part of the parade. Which, that would be sad, but, you know, as opposed to, you know, knocking things over, I guess it would. And I can imagine that in a 23-mile-an-hour wind walking down the streets of Manhattan, that it could get a little, I mean, it turns into a wind tunnel anyway.
Well, as I'm going to say, it's a struggle for those folks.
Snoopy could take, his own flight. You know, those balloons cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
so.
They
do. What are we giving away, by the way?
I don't know.
Well, I thought you were in charge of that.
Yeah, so did I.
All right, I'll tell you what. You know what we have? We have a pair of tickets to go see the movie The Book Thief. The Book Thief, which starts this weekend at Celebration Cinema. And so we'll have a pair of tickets for you if you can answer the Michael Loudon trivia question of the day, which is...
When was the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What year was the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. You call in and let us know when the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was.
Okay, so what is The Book Thief about?
I don't know. I don't. My daughter says that it's not a happy story. if it's the book she read, you know, it's not a happy story. But I've read reviews on it, and it's supposed to be good. So now Roger's going to have to sit down over there so I can explain the story of where the movie tickets came from.
Okay.
Okay. And I want him over there so he can't hit me. Because if he's over there, he can't hit me.
No, he can't.
He can throw things. This is true. This is true.
I can't find my headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's in my purse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, The Book Thief doesn't look like it's a very happy movie. Well, it's set in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, it is. Do we have a right answer yet, Danny? No, yes. In between.
No, not yet. We've not got a lot of calls, and I got another one here.
All right, cool.
I like it when nobody can guess it on the first guess.
Yeah. I did a few, you know, that. So 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. The question is, when was the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? You have to hit the year right on the nose. We're not giving, this isn't The Price is Right. Closest to it, you know.
I was going to say it was on Thanksgiving Day.
No. No, that wouldn't count. Roger's back from his ZBA meeting. Did you see?
Yes.
I'm trying to.
I got your microphone on over there. I do.
I'm finally in my workplace.
There you go. Well, you're going to get this seat here in a few minutes.
Okay.
As soon as we take a break, we're going to flip.
So tell me the story about the.
All right. So everything was on. There were things on my desk. You guys dancing over there or what? I had things on my desk, Raj, actually. I had to pick them up.
Can't we send him back over to
no,
that
Denny's,
room?
No, Denny's holding the
over
there. I'm
getting caught in the way over here.
So what happened was is that I was putting stuff in this bag because I needed to take some things home.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I took the passes home as well because when I got home yesterday.
So you were the thief.
I looked in the
bag. Jim wants some free movies.
And I grabbed, no. And I grabbed the box. I went, oh, no. I actually had thought somebody had taken them. But no, I did.
Well, somebody had taken
them. Well, yeah, it was me.
It was Jim.
So I have some more passes for another movie. I believe it's called Homefront.
Ooh,
and that's supposed
yeah,
to be a thriller.
Yeah.
And so I have some more passes, and I will give them all to you to give away
okay.
on your show.
Okay.
Because I really feel bad about taking them.
Well, that's pretty funny that you were the
I was the thief. Yeah,
the
here
thief.
I was railing. I'm like, who took the pass? Me. I'm sorry. So anyway, so you got here just in time to take a break.
All right, we have a winner.
All right, and who might the winner be?
Tyler Wilson from Kalamazoo.
All right, and guess what? No, don't tell him yet. We'll tell him after the break.
All right.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he won?
No, he won passes to go see The Book Thief.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. So while we take the break, I'll get Denny the passes, and then we'll hold everybody in suspense as to when the first Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade was.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you.
Hang on to your balloon.
Thanks, Captain
Actually,
Obvious.
The Quad Squad now, 590 WKZO. Welcome to
the Quadfecta.
The Quad Squad. No, the Quad Squad. That's us, the
you
Quad
know,
Squad.
I don't think I've ever been on the air from over in this corner of the studio.
Always time for a new experience.
I'm going
right.
to do the show from here next hour.
No, you're not, because somebody's going to have to run the board over here, big boy. Big boy, yeah. So, well, welcome in, Roger.
Yeah, the only thing wrong is that I have to look directly at you.
Yeah, I'm not for long, though.
Okay.
I am leaving the studio at 4 o'clock to the strains of
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah. So, all right.
You know I am teasing. I actually like you, Jim.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you do.
Not much, but I like you a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little.
A skosh.
Yeah. Yes. Just to let you know, we have a men's basketball tonight on 590 WKZO as Western Michigan takes on Oakland University.
Should be a good game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Oakland always gives Western a tussle.
Yeah,
and I believe
do.
That game starts at 6:30, as does the football game over on Z96.5, which is Western at Northern Illinois.
Any reason for the Tuesday football game?
I think ESPN had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The four-letter network.
Yeah, sure. They like to get a lot of MAC games on midweek near the end of the season.
Plus, it's before Thanksgiving, so, you know, what the heck.
Should
Let's have some fun.
Should we give the answer to the question?
Yeah, you might want to do that.
What was the question?
So the question was, when was the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What year?
Yeah, what
year?
1912.
No, you're 12 years off. It was 1924.
There you go. All right.
And so, again, Tyler Wilson of Kalamazoo, congrats. You're going to get tickets to see the Book Thief at Celebration Cinema.
Now, we have another question to give out, and Mr. Sports over here is going, no, no, no. But Monsignor Sports and Michael and I have decided, yes, yes, yes. So, yeah.
So I'm going to have a sports question in the next hour.
But it has something to do with Thanksgiving, though.
Well, this is Thanksgiving-themed trivia.
Roger, the church outvoted you, so it's the way it is, you know.
Well, that's been the story of my life.
That's right.
Given the fact that we have been referred to as turkeys, I guess that probably would, you know.
This is true.
Would fit perfectly. Well, good.
Wild turkeys are actually a very intelligent bird.
Really? They're the ones that, like, walk in front of moving cars and things like that?
Well, they're birds, but no, wild turkeys are actually an intelligent bird.
Okay.
So calling somebody a turkey is...
Or a wild turkey.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Domesticated turkeys. No.
Or you can drink it.
Oh, geez, no way.
There you go.
I've never had it. Is it that bad, Michael?
No, yeah. I just don't want to experience it.
All right, Roger.
You're the former college kid. You know all about drinking.
Oh, no.
The trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's News from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.